So at 9:41 on this Monday morning, absolute devastation in Lee County, Alabama, where the death toll from tornadoes last night is 23, and they say that it may actually be on its way up. Joining us right now is Pete Combs from ABC News. Pete, good morning.
Hi, Paul. It's a rough place to be here right now. The sun is up, although it's cloudy. It's raw here. In the wake of the tornado, we've had a 20-degree drop in temperature here in eastern Alabama. And as you said, the death toll now stands at 23. The sheriff here, James Jones, is using drones, helicopters, and troops on the ground trying to get a handle on whether or not there might be more casualties in the rubble. He says the devastation in some areas is absolutely total.
One of the difficulties, as I understand it, Pete, besides the cold temperature, is the fact that this happened at night. So a lot of this search and recovery work that's going on now really couldn't be done until the sun came up.
Well, you know, actually, it happened in the afternoon, but you're right. A lot of the troops who came here trying to help the emergency responders didn't get here until later in the day and into the evening. By the time they got here, a lot of the search still had to be done, and yet it got dark, and it's just they had to stop. They couldn't do what they needed to do in the dark. In some cases, they've been going foot by foot through the rubble trying to find people and sadly trying to find bodies, and that's just not something you can do without light.
Wow. This was not just one tornado. This was a series of tornadoes, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. There were 19 tornadoes in Georgia and Alabama alone. But when you go and look here in Lee County, it is now pretty evident to Weather Service officials that there was not just one, but in fact two different tornadoes, one about a mile and a half away from the other and just a few minutes later. And so now they're trying to untangle which tornado did what damage. Not that it matters on the ground so much, but it does matter to the meteorologists. They say one of these tornadoes was an EF3 with winds of over 136 miles an hour. It was a wedge, a half mile wide. The other tornado, more of a classic, smaller footprint, but still deadly.
Mm. What's the immediate need there? I mean, obviously, everybody wants to do what they can to help. Is there some need, anything that they're looking for right now?
Blood is a need here, of course. They have a number of casualties in hospitals from Opelika to Columbus, Georgia. There are also needs in other parts of this area right along the Georgia-Alabama border, because not just Lee County was hit, but Talbot County, Harris County, and Grady County over in Georgia also hit, and they're still trying to figure out just how bad the damage is in those places. So, yeah, there's going to be a need for help trying to rebuild the place, and more immediately, as I mentioned, there's going to be a need for blood and medical assistance.
All right. We'll listen for your reports throughout the day. Pete, thanks for your time this morning. Really appreciate it. Be safe.
I will. Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye now.